All right, I want to cover this one before I get so for I forget. I told you it's hard to keep my train of thought. People are driving by. Sometimes people are yelling stuff, and so we got to keep my my mind on what I'm doing here, making these audios as I'm holding gospel signs on this 4th of July pagan holiday as they're all lining up for their fireworks celebration. So I told you about men that get mad at me in the streets because they're wearing uniforms, hats, served in Vietnam, served in this, served in that, and many of them are prideful that they went to war and took part in killing people. And they get mad when I call out America and say, that's not of Christ. Killing people in war? Jesus said, love your neighbor. They kill people. Yet, the other day, I met a 72-year-old man that was in war, and he had a right heart about it. You know what he told me? He said, they drafted me at 17, 18. I went to Vietnam, and he looked at me, and he about cried, and he said, I was sharing the gospel with him. He said, I sat in a helicopter doorway with a 50-caliber machine gun. He said, I gunned down and killed hundreds upon hundreds of people. And he looked at me, and he said, I'm not proud of that, preacher. He goes, I'm so sad. He goes, I can't kill a fly now. He told me that. He said, I could never hunt a deer. I can't kill a fly now. So he has the right heart about war and killing. But America loves war. Americans love it. They're celebrating with 4th of July fireworks that we killed those British and drove them out of our country. We slaughtered them when we had to and shot them up. What did they want? They wanted a 3% tax, more money from the king. We were a colony of the king. That's how wicked America is. So I wanted to talk about the difference between the right heart about killing. This man was beginning to seek the things of God, and these people today that call themselves Christians. I talked about Christian nationalism. Most of these places that believe in Christian nationalism, God bless America, patriotism, they will say this: if you try to stop my First Amendment rights, which is free speech, we'll take out our guns, that's our Second Amendment right, and we'll shoot our way to freedom. There's a whole militant so-called Christian movement in America, ready once again, like the Revolutionary War, ready to kill for freedom. Hey men, email me. Show me one Bible verse where Jesus says, go forth and kill your fellow neighbor for freedom and prosperity. You're not going to find it. So just another reason why we stand against this corrupt, bloated holiday, 4th of July, Memorial Day, any patriotic holiday. People painting, I'm watching people drive in. They're painting their faces up with a red, white, and blue flag. They're wearing all kinds of patriotic idolatry things. They don't go through this much effort for the gospel of God. Most of them show up for a building on Sunday for an hour and they don't even do anything. Not that God wants you to show up in a building on Sunday. So the different mindset, someone that's been in war and sees it's wrong and repents, and then people of America that are idolatrous and war hungry and will kill for freedom. It's wickedness. I want to stand against it for the glory of God. We'll talk about more things as we go.